Texte numéro 99. Teens are exhausted by phone notifications. Teens get as many as 237 or more notifications each day on their smartphones, according to a new report published by Common Sense Media, a non-profit organisation that helps kids, parents and schools in facing media problems. Because the industry has failed to offer young people better options for managing their smartphones, teens are working hard to set boundaries, said Dr. Jenny Radesky, a co-author of the report and director of developmental and behavioural paediatrics at the University of Michigan. The report's findings are based on the Android smartphone use of about 200 11 to 17-year-old participants who let their data be collected via software and on feedback about the data from Common Sense Media's Youth Advisory Council, who help interpret data to understand the relationships young people have with their phones. About one-fourth of notifications came during school hours, when teens should not be disrupted, especially because most participants used their phone at least once for 43 minutes on average. Some teens even used their phones for more than 6 hours during that time. Whereas a lot of adults might turn off notifications or shut their phones off while in an important meeting, teenagers tend to keep them on, said psychologist John Duffy. An impulse pulls them toward looking at every single notification. As a result, their attention is scattered. Besides, Duffy added, excessive phone use and the pressure to respond which some teens experience can be anxiety-provoking, even if they aren't aware of it. It is all the more stressful as teens' notifications do not only concern friends, social media, sports or celebrity gossip, but also security, school shootings and other tragic events. It is also important to remember that the brain operates at its best when the cognitive load, i.e. the amount of information the brain is working to process, is low. The findings make it abundantly clear that teens are struggling to manage their phone use, which is taking a serious toll on their ability to focus and on their overall mental health. Adults could do more to help teens and children develop healthier habits for phone use, experts said. Young people need more support from family members and educators, as well as clear guardrails from the technologists who are intentionally designing these devices to be addictive at the expense of teens' well-being. I encourage the teenagers that I work with to turn off notifications or use Do Not Disturb features so that notifications are collected without having to hear alerts immediately, Duffy said. But most teenagers get anxious that they might be missing out on something that is relevant to them. Adapted from CNN, September 2023.